I am devastated, Dennis Prager mourns loss of close friend and Israel supporter Charlie Kirk. By Amy Furr on September 11, 2025. Prageru founder Dennis Prager shared his deepest grief on Wednesday after learning that Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated. As an American, as a Jew, and as Dennis, I am devastated at the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The truth is, as I write these words, I can't believe I am writing them. I'm in the denial stage of mourning, he wrote. Prager said the nation has lost the most articulate spokesman for America and its unique value system. A country founded to be free, based on Jerusalem and Athens. The Judeo-Christian value system and the Greek emphasis on logic and reason. Prager continued. Charlie was a uniquely gifted individual who, in his teens, created the largest movement of young Americans committed to preserving and growing America and its ideals. He tirelessly went from campus to campus, from Oxford to Utah, dialoguing with any student who wished to debate him. Using his vast reservoir of facts and his exceptionally speedy and articulate mind, he gave them what seemed to be unlimited amounts of time. And then commie eviscerated all their anti-American, anti-Western, and anti-Judeo-Christian positions. I watched an inordinate number of these exchanges and thank God that Charlie Kirk was there to do this work. America's youth in particular have lost a moral and intellectual leader, one who would, perhaps, have one day become their president. Kirk was fatally shot on Wednesday during a speaking event at Utah Valley University in what is being called a political assassination, as Breitbart News reported. Turning Point USA later confirmed Kirk had been murdered. Prager's post added, as a committed Jew, I thank God regularly that a non-Jew, a committed Christian, became one of the few great public spokesmen on behalf of Israel, the Jewish communities outside of Israel. Prager also explained he lost a very close friend in Kirk, whom he said visited him often during several recent hospital stays. He added that his heart breaks for his young widow, Erica, and for his two children, who have lost as great a man and a father as children can have. And for Charlie, who did not live to see them grow up. The Prager home is in deep mourning, as are the homes of countless Americans. The loss to us personally and to the country generally is immeasurable, he concluded. Following the news of Kirk's assassination, President Donald Trump said it was a dark moment for America and that he was filled with grief and anger over his death. He fought for liberty, democracy, justice, and the American people. He's a martyr for truth and freedom, and there's never been anyone who was so respected by youth. Charlie was also a man of deep, deep faith, and we take comfort in the knowledge that he is now at peace with God in heaven. Our prayers are with his wife, Erica, the two young, beloved children, and his entire family, who he loved more than anything in the world, the president stated. Young people gathered on campuses across the nation to pray and mourn Kirk's death, while many actors and celebrities condemned the assassination, according to Breitbart News. Early Thursday, Utah Department of Public Safety, DPS, Commissioner Bo Mason indicated the suspected shooter appeared to be a college-aged individual who blended in well with the college institution, Breitbart News reported. He stressed that authorities worked through the night and were able to find photos of the suspect on various cameras. Mason said more details on the suspect would be forthcoming, possibly including a release of photos, the article read. Click here for more Breitbart News coverage and updates regarding Kirk's tragic death.